This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Enterprise Biz Bites. It is Thursday, the 5th of November. My name is Audrey Raj, and as usual, in the studio with me,
Frida Liu.
It is another gloomy day. It's been quite gloomy this week, right?
Right.
But we have a fun show for you.
Yes,
this Thursday.
We're trying to make everything as fun as possible, whatever's going on in Malaysia, in the US.
Yes, it's going to be a fun show. You can do a little bit of complaining. You can be constructive with your comments as well. We'll be talking about a pilot who has a rojak store. Mm-hmm. We're going to be talking about a 9-year-old that's been, lauded by NASA. Mm. And we have a story about your favorite things when you, your favorite issues when you're doing online Zoom meetings.
I love it when you call it favorite issues.
Your favorite issues. What have been your biggest issues with online meetings? 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. At BFM Radio is our handle on Twitter and on Instagram. Is it a bad connection? Is it the fact that you can't read non-verbal cues? You know, what are your biggest issues when you're having these online meetings? Now, we've discussed the pros and cons of remote working and online meetings many times before on this show, you know, but a new article on Fast Company by a software vendor has highlighted the difficulties in dealing with clients without a face-to-face physical meeting. And this is something that I've heard right here in the office where, you know, our accounts guys, our sales guys, you know, they have issues like just trying to reach out to their usual like kawans on the other side. But it's just because like the whole doing it over the screen thing, just it doesn't work.
Right. And on top of whatever's going on, right? So in normal times, vendors, you know, work closely with customers, meeting them in person for regular check-in. So build relationships by seeing them at, you know, some party, some networking event, right? And these transactions grew into deep relationships that allow them to better respond to clients' needs and often turn into important personal friendships. Of course, travel restrictions, safety concerns have altered every vendor's ability to bond with clients and customers.
Yeah, you mentioned events, right? I'm just thinking all the Buka Puasa events, the Chinese New Year events this year. And there are certain personality archetypes in every business partnership, and seasoned salespeople and customer relationship managers have learned how to read these signals in person, right? And then they know how to attack, they know how to treat attack you, right? Now, so here's a quick look at the three different types of these personality archetypes and how to read the room, which has become harder on Zoom.
Right. So the decision makers, that's one of them, right? So in any business relationship, all eyes are on the decision makers. They all know who it is. On Zoom or other platforms, it can be difficult to know who has real authority in a room. It is challenging to not only identify the decision makers, but also what they need in order to make those decisions. So you don't know, unless you've had the relationship before and now you've got to move in this meeting, you know. But if it's a new one, who's the one, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Right? And then, of course, you have the skeptics. Now, the opportunity to directly engage the skeptic is gone on online platforms. You know, salespeople normally engage skeptics one-on-one during or after a meeting to make sure their concerns were heard. Virtually, it's much harder to identify and share ideas with these potential dissenters. Now you know how, you know what this is like. Like, you know, you go into a meeting and you've got one person there who's just tap for us with your pitch, maybe, you know. But then after the meeting, you know, you walk out with them, or maybe you have a smoke on the side with them and have a chat, you know, going down the elevator or something like that. And you can kind of count him that their concerns, right? But you know, it's very difficult to do this online.
Right. Or just, you know, like the coffee after, the teh tarik after, right? The third one is the trailblazers. Salespeople normally leave meetings with a mental scorecard for those who embrace their ideas while making plans to engage those who may have been on the fence. So trailblazers not only get what you're doing, but maybe potential champions down the road. So often the trailblazer isn't the most important person in the room, but they would connect with these emerging leaders in formal gatherings, like during their coffee breaks or sidebar conversations, which have all disappeared in the remote world.
Yes. So basically bringing people together, connecting their ideas, acting as an arbiter between their points of view can bring real value to a partnership. And it's difficult to dig into these sentiments remotely. You know, for most part, you know, like sometimes when you're trying to even like brainstorm an idea, these eureka moments, they rarely occur during regular meetings, right? It's like they instead occur at side conversations in the kitchen or a whiteboarding session over lunch. These are the meetings that lead to innovation and breakthrough, and more importantly, partnership and trust. And you know, how do you do that over Zoom?
So here are three ways the article suggested to build trust and develop our most important relationships without relying solely on in-person engagement. So one is to rediscover the art of business relationships. Because we can't bump into someone in the hallway or the kitchen, we need to make time to socialize. So begin a video call with music for a few minutes. Allow people to settle in. Compare notes about their day or the latest movie. Additionally, starting the call 10 minutes early for anyone who wants to catch up can help fill the gaps normally provided by in-person gatherings. So you set the mood, right, with the music. Talk about Borat. This movie. That usually breaks every barrier.
So number two is get creative. Because you're saving money by not traveling or entertaining, there are other creative ways to impress your partners while still building your relationship. At Cognizant Soft Vision, they host Fly to Studio, where they take partners on a virtual studio tour. They prepare pre- and post-flight experiences, like, you know, they give you boarding passes, cultural tips, or small appreciation gifts after the visit. Now, clients also appreciate learning that Count Dracula lived close to one of their studios in Transylvania. So it's just about creating an experience online, you know, just like a little like trivia here and there, or like just like trying to enhance that whole experience, giving you something different when you have to, well, interact with them.
Something to break barriers, something to break the ice, something to smile about, I guess. And the other one is to demonstrate empathy. It's important to remember you're not the only one who has had to adjust because of COVID-19. Right? Find time to ask clients about their internal relationships. Empathy is an easy way to demonstrate a human touch and replace some of the intimacy that we're missing. I think, right, really, how things, do you have kids at home? How are you handling the kids, right? And, you know, when you start talking about that and whatever's on their mind, it just, you know, it just makes it, and for sure, right? You know, if there's not kids or some elders or something like that, it breaks barriers to get to know someone personally. So, you know, that's one way.
Yeah. So I'm just thinking back to earlier this year when we spoke to so many businesses on Voice of SMEs, right? You know, during the MCO and NCMCO. And, you know, some of this, the companies that have heavy client-facing relationships, they were the ones that were really struggling because they just, I remember this one business owner who just said, I can't remember his name right now, but he just said that it's so much easier for a potential client to say no when they have to do it on the screen, or if they have to do it via email or over WhatsApp, you know?
Right.
But when you're in person and you're right there and you've taken the effort to come and meet this person and wine and dine and, you know, do the teh tarik with them and talk about their children and everything else, it's much harder to say no, you know, to something like that. You at least try and commit more time to considering the idea or the pitch, and that's something that is very easily rejected over Zoom. So we're asking you today, what has been your biggest issue with online meetings? Is it a bad connection? Is it the unprofessional setting sometimes? Or do you have trouble reading body language? We have a poll happening on Twitter. You can participate there. You've got about 45 minutes to take part in that poll. We're also taking your responses on Instagram and on WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. At BFM Radio is our handle on Instagram and on Twitter. When we come back, we'll be speaking with someone very close to home here at BFM. It's Sonia Chi, Head of Sponsorship and Campaign Development at BFM, about, you know, the kind of issues that she's faced when dealing with clients over Zoom or Google Meets. But for now, here's a little Aretha Franklin with Chain of Fools. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Banish feudal mentality. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Welcome back. This is Enterprise Biz Bites with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are asking you, what has been your biggest issue with online meetings? Some of us took a break for a few months from these Zoom meetings and actually got to go into the office and do them face to face. But yeah, now it's back, thanks to CMCO for those of us in the Klang Valley. What's been your biggest issue? We've got a poll happening on Twitter. Let's take a look at the options.
All right. So bad connection at 64.1%, reading body language at 20.6%, unprofessional setting at 10.9%, and others at 4.4%.
Yes, and we have some messages on Twitter as well. So this is from That's My Full Name.
Transcribing the meeting later. I need to do sometimes to write content. I use an AI-based transcriber that automates transcribing, but I still have to go through as the software is not always accurate and doesn't always catch accents or mumblings.
Yeah.
The inability, this is Shamil Razak, the inability to give face-to-face eye roll whenever somebody came out with a
yes.
And you
this is terrible.
You have to turn around anyway to do that. My eye roll.
Yeah, and we have more responses on Instagram. We have Shaz who says, not focusing on the meeting, you know, based on personal experience. Because sometimes it's easy to just get drifted away or to daydream, right, when you're not actually in the room with everyone. Kieran says, connectivity and lags can't really disrupt organic conversation flow.
That has to be my biggest issue as well. We've got here from Anne. I'm so grateful to have Unify installed a few days before a management requested to work from home. Otherwise, it'd be super troublesome and super costly to rely on tethering from my mobile phone. That's one. And here is D. Really difficult to do presentation to clients in Zoom. Often have to pause halfway to check, can anyone hear me? Can I continue? Is everything okay? Because he can't see people's facial expressions. Someone says it's like seeing a seance. Is anyone there?
Yeah. So, of course, we're asking you what's been your biggest issue with online meetings. Get in touch with us via WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also reach us on Twitter and on Instagram at BFM Radio. For now, we have Sonia Chi, who is the head of sponsorship and campaign development right here at BFM, to talk to us about, some of the challenges that she and the team have faced, you know, during MCO and CMCO when dealing with clients. So, Son, what are some of the challenges that you've personally encountered when dealing with clients in an online space? And you can tell us as many challenges as you can count.
Sales in the media industry is usually done via face-to-face meetings. It used to be quite fun, so over drinks, over food, discussing ideas. So now when we are forced to do it online, the challenges are many. So one is getting the time, depending on where you stay, connection might be bad. I think now everyone just does back-to-back calls, so it's even harder to get someone's time. And it actually, without having the physical cues, right, like your body language, seeing how the person is, it's quite hard to gauge via an online call. And most clients don't use the video function. So you're really just guessing. You're just talking to a black screen, right, or an empty screen, which is always quite daunting. So many, many challenges, I would say.
Right, the dark black screen, because you haven't got your makeup on.
That, no, just don't turn on their cameras. Right? And then you feel like you're speaking into a void.
Yeah, so yeah. And food and drinks, yeah, I know. So Sonia Chi Sukfen, how have you coped with those challenges over the last 9 months? Has it gotten easier over time? And do you think you've adapted to this new norm of dealing with people?
Barely coping. I think it got easier after the first 3 months, but I find once we had a bit of taste of freedom and we started going out and meeting to discuss things, and now with the CMCO back again, that has forced us, I think people are just really tired. So definitely whatever momentum that was building from June has come crashing down again. But I think, and it is towards the end of the year, so people are kind of winding down and it's been quite a trying year. I think everyone is trying to take some time to regroup at the moment.
I think people have been sort of in a winding down mode this whole year. So, Sonia, can you think of any upsides for dealing with clients remotely? Is there a silver lining?
I think depending on industry, there are a few that prefer the digital interface. If you're in e-commerce, if your sales are usually done via online forms. But for us, I feel no silver lining, unfortunately. But what is interesting is you really get to test whether you can build rapport with people. It's really hard to do it online. I think it's just how we're used to having that face-to-face and learning how to react to people. So I think in terms of skill set, you get to learn how to write better. You script your calls a bit better. You're a bit more prepared for meetings. So silver lining, I think, is everyone is a bit more prepared and a bit more slick now instead of winging it.
You sound like you had to dig deep for that, Son. Now, if you could implement changes to Zoom, to Skype, to Google Hangouts, you know, to make remote dealings with clients easier and more effective, you know, what would those changes be?
I think all the online tools are pretty sufficient. Maybe holograms would be cool, but besides that, I think they're pretty efficient.
All right. So physically meeting a client and always wearing a mask versus meeting clients in Zoom with masks off, you know, so because you can't see their face when they're wearing a mask anyway. So which is better and what would you opt for and why?
Wow. Both options quite depressing, I must say. So the option would be meet at a restaurant so you can take out your mask and speak while eating. Might not be pretty, but I think would be a relief from talking through a mask or talking through a screen.
Thank you for that, Sonia. That was BFM's Sonia Chi, Head of Sponsorship and Campaign Development.
You know, okay, the bad connection, I guess everyone's online, right? So it's a real test of our infrastructure, of what has happened. I know that when I do my calls, you know, there's a lag and all that. What I enjoy about meetings online, though, is that we really, I mean, apart from the rapport and everything, we really sort of cut to the chase. You know, there's no like, would you like some coffee? Would you like some tea? Would you like some food? Do you what? You know, so we're sort of like waffling, yeah. Right? But right now it's just like, you know, okay, let's just a bit of the niceties and then, okay, what
let's
are we on
get
about?
Get to the point, right? Yeah. No, that's the other thing, because now I think we're also more selective on the meetings that we opt to attend, you know, if there is an option to attend. And also whatever you can do via email or via text or picking up the phone, do that and then like save the meetings for the most important, most urgent stuff, right? We have, you know, speaking about bad connection, that is currently way in the lead on our poll on Twitter, right?
Yeah, 63.8%. Body language is second at 20.7%. Unprofessional setting at 11.1% and others at 4.5%.
And we'll come back and tell you what those others are and read some of the comments that have come in on Twitter and on Instagram. But of course, we're asking you what has been your biggest issue with online meetings. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp at BFM Radio, on Twitter and on Instagram. For now, we have some prints with When You Were Mine. This is Enterprise BizBytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.